I don't know. The only time I ever get starts when I want Elliot balk.
Did you have to get out the back then?
No. No, usually they just work with it till they get her started.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember if, ever getting stuck until we got cars.
Uh-huh.
They used to get stuck in the Cimarron. I know Dad was bringing home feed one time. That was after his cattle had got down to just a few hundred head, and he had to feed in the wintertime because it didn't have range for him to range on, and he was having to feed oil cake. And he had taken six horses to town to get oil cake, and the river was up, and he got the horses or the wagon stuck, and he got the two front horses loose and rode out to get somebody to come and help him. And it was in the wintertime and cold all night, it was cold. And when he got back, two of them were drowned. The river was still coming up and they were in the quicksand, and they drowned. And I've heard him tell about down on the South Canadian, losing the chuck wagon, and every bite of food they had, they was bringing a trail herd from Texas to Dodge, and they lost their chuck wagon and all the food they had. All they had to eat from then on was they'd kill a beef and on the rope. The team drowned that time, and Cook got out, but they lost the team and wagon and everything. That old South Canadian is a vicious thing when it's up. Still is.
Yeah, I imagine so. Mm-hmm. Quicksand in there too?
Yes, it is. The South Canadian's the quickest river in these parts. I know everybody regretted the South Canadian when they had to cross with the team.
Mm-hmm. If there's something here and you want it, and now we're sitting over there, what would you ask me to do?
Hand me that book, or would you please hand me that book?
Uh-huh.
That was another thing Dad tried to teach us. Now, don't ask somebody to do something for you that you can do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I catch myself doing it since I got older, especially if one of the grandchildren are here. I said, honey, bring me that book, or hand me that glass of water, would you please, or something like that.
I do that with my daughters.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I hate myself, and sometimes I think it's a good thing.
Well, it is.
They don't pester me so much.
That's right. Uh-huh.
It gives them the feeling that they do belong, and they do have a purpose.
Yes.
And it's not to wait on me, but,
they're
essential to the house.
It does. I know that little grandson is the kindest little thing. If I happen to be sick or anything, he's so thoughtful here to come in, and he wants to do this and want to do that. Sometimes I think it doesn't hurt anything to let them wait on you a little bit.
You're just right. If you've lifted something, you've got it in your hands there, and there's someone standing there beside you, you want him to get his hands on it, what would you tell him?
I'd say, grab hold of this.
And then, if you want him to take his hands away, mm-hmm. but you're still...
I've got it now.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I'd say.
Let go or turn loose?
No, I'd say, I've got it now.
Uh-huh.
Or I think it would. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't tell him to turn loose. I'd say,
would you ever say turn loose for anything?
Oh, yes. I think if I had hold of something and one of the young ones didn't want to turn loose of it. I wouldn't say that to a grown person, I don't think, but I have too much children. Turn that loose.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it loose.
If you have been given an opportunity to do something and you've done it poorly, and you know you can do a better job the second time, what would you say to the man?